Hello, I'm Jeff. My wife and I host Message of Hope. Message of Hope wants to be your weekly inspirational, motivational, and non-judgmental friend to help you through your week as we share Bible truth and life experiences to let you know you're not alone. Let's join Sandra to see what message of hope she has today.
Hello, it's Sandra. Today we're going to talk about who calls you their friend. Have you ever had a person who called themselves your friend? And in the good times, you believed that to be true as well. But in the times when you really needed someone to call a friend, you found out that you were all alone, and that person was not there for you at all. Or they may have been there had they known you were struggling, but instead you yourself had hesitated about contacting them out of fear of what they'd think about what was going on in your life. I have realized that I am guilty of calling myself friends with people that I'm actually just casual acquaintances with, and I'm realizing that I may use the term friend a little too loosely. But I suppose it depends on your definition of friend in order to evaluate whether someone truly is or not. It's one of the reasons we started this ministry. We want to be your non-judgmental friend. You can send us your prayer request or concerns through our website so that you have someone to reach out to that won't be whispering about you to their friends, which for me was a big reason that I usually don't confide in other people too much. In the big picture, this may have been a blessing in disguise because it caused me to rely more heavily on Jehovah and praying to Him. Problem is, I don't always do that. Instead, many times, I've spent hours, even days, just worrying, feeling lost, and as if I didn't know where to turn. My personal definition of friend is someone that I can completely be myself with. By myself, I mean, like, have you ever heard that term, they have their church face on? That face, that's the life that you want everybody to believe about you, the one you want to portray to others, not necessarily the way you actually are behind closed doors and out of the public's eyes. A friend to me is someone I don't have to fake a smile to. I don't have to clean the house before they come. I don't have to have on the right clothes or even my bra for that matter before they stop by. And I'm not forced to feel I need to entertain them when they're near. Someone I can just be me with because I know they love and accept me for who I am, and they know I am the same towards them. I wanted to find out what God says about friends, and I found in 2 Chronicles 20, 6-7, that Abraham was considered a friend of God by God Himself. It reads, "Lord, the God of our fathers, aren't you God in heaven? Aren't you ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one is able to withstand you. Didn't you, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it to the offspring of Abraham, your friend forever?" And I found another scripture in James 2, 19-24, and it says, "You believe that there is one God, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But do you want to know, vain man, that faith apart from works is dead? Wasn't Abraham our father justified by his works when he offered up Isaac his son on the altar? You see, that faith worked with his works, and by works faith was perfected." So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." You see then that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. So Abraham was called a friend of God because Abraham believed God, so much so that he was willing to sacrifice his own son as instructed. So I'm now asking myself, would I be called a friend of God? Do I really believe His word is true? If so, I have to show that. Ask yourself, when things aren't going so good, Do I gripe and complain? Or do I cast my burdens on Him through prayer and believe that He loves me and will take care of it? And do I spend quiet time with Him in order for Him to direct me? And even more important, when He does direct, am I listening? And am I actually doing what He says? Because faith and works together are part of what made Abraham righteous and to be God's true friend. One last scripture, and a critical one for us too, is in John 14:21, where God makes a promise. It's even in red letters, and that means He is directly speaking and says, "One who has my commandments and keeps them, that person is the one who loves me. And one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him." So another factor in being considered God's friend and in Him revealing Himself to us is by keeping His commandments. Here's something to think about. I don't know about you, but I don't usually consider someone my friend who only calls or comes around me when it benefits them. Even though I may love them and want the best for them, I wouldn't call them my friend if they hadn't shown me firsthand that they are here for me through the proof in their actions over the course of time. And these scriptures, they tell us that God feels the same way. So the question I ask myself today is, am I a true friend of God? Before we sign off in prayer, when we're done, you should go listen to the series, Do You Really Know the Ten Commandments, on our website at msgofhope.com. It's 3 episodes where we break down what the commandments are telling us for today, and it can help you to better understand what God has told us to do and how to live as instructed by God. So let's reflect today on, am I a true friend of God? Let's close in prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Until next time, Godspeed.